I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Trista Sutter and Gretchen Rossi of Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars. Ms. Sutter was the first star of The Bachelorette, and Ms. Rossi is best known for The Real Housewives of Orange County. Over the next segment, Trista and Gretchen will talk about surviving their experience in Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, which airs Fridays at 9 p.m. on WeTV. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to reboot your relationship, feel free to give it a swift kick as we leave our battles in the past in order to kiss and make up in the present. Trista and Gretchen, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Now, you're currently appearing in the hit series Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, which airs Fridays at 9 p.m. only on WeTV. Now, Trista, tell us a bit about your experience with Jim and Elizabeth Carroll and you and Ryan signing up for Marriage Boot Camp.
No problem. And just so you know, I'm getting my son ready to leave. So if you hear him in the background, that's what's going on. But Ryan and I are really happy. And when they approached us to do the show, we were happier than ever. And it took some convincing, but we finally decided that we wanted to take the opportunity with Jim and Elizabeth because we do consider them experts. You know, they've got boot camps all around the country, and they've been doing this for a while, to be able to strengthen our already happy marriage and use it as a bit of a platform to show people that you don't have to be unhappy to want to be happier. Bye, buddy. I love you. Sorry. Okay.
Bye.
He has it. So, you know, we took the opportunity, and I'm so glad that we did because it was incredibly powerful. We met great people. We got to kind of have a little time to ourselves, which is few and far between in our lives right now with two young kids and careers and, you know, busy schedules. So, I just hope that people tune in and realize that wherever you are in your relationship, whether you're engaged and not married yet, whether you just got married, whether you've been married for 10 years, or you've even been separated, you know, they're all different walks of relationships are on this show. And I just want people to tune in to see the tools that Elizabeth and Jim show us and the exercises that they make us go through, because it could stimulate conversation in your own home and be able to help you in your own relationship.
Right. Now, Gretchen, Trista was looking for one thing. What were you and Slade looking to discover at Marriage Boot Camp?
Well, you know, Slade and I kind of have a little bit of a similar story as Trista and Ryan. We were very happy in our relationship. It's not like we had, you know, we weren't on the brink of a breakup or, you know, not being engaged any longer, anything like that. But Slade and I have had a lot of external things in our life that have, unfortunately, we've had to deal with, things from, you know, his son being as sick as he is and to just outside sources of stuff that cause stress on a relationship. And we really saw it as an opportunity to go in and hit those issues head on. And, have experts and counselors come in that can teach us the skills and remind us, you know, better ways to communicate and hopefully break down some of the walls of some areas that we were struggling with. And that's exactly what it did. And for us, you know, a lot of people keep going, well, why are you, you know, putting your stuff out on TV? And for us, you know, Clay and I have been doing reality TV. I did it for half a decade, and he was on TV for 8 years. So this isn't something that, you know, we're not used to or that we're not willing to be open and honest about. We just are very authentic people. And for me, just getting that one tweet or that one person saying, thank you for sharing your story, because by you sharing your story and by you being open and honest, it allowed me to deal with something I'm dealing with in my life. And those are the kinds of things that really make me feel like stuff like this is worth it, because you feel like, even though it's so hard, and it's hard sometimes to, you know, cry like the little schoolgirl on TV and people make fun of you for it, it's like at the same time, you know that you are affecting lives, you're helping people deal with situations that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You know, a lot of people look at counseling as you're weak. And quite frankly, I think it's weak to not admit that every relationship can use a little bit of help here and there. And to take some skills to learn how to better communicate, I think that's a great thing.
Well, of course,
that's why we did it.
Marriage Boot Camp is similar to real boot camp in that it's tough. What was the toughest exercise that you guys experienced?
Oh, for sure the morgue, right, Trista?
Yeah, you guys can hear me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. I had it on mute. But, yeah, the morgue. So, you know, it was one of the hardest, but also one of the most powerful and one of the most that I will always, one of the ones that I'll remember forever. So Gretchen and I were part, so they split us each couple into groups. And Gretchen and I were in the group where we were taken into this room that was made to look like a morgue. And they took us and had makeup done to make us look like we had just passed away in a car accident. And then the other part of our couple, Ryan and Slade, were brought into this room, and you don't see that they have this television where they're flashing like happy memories of us, and then they tell them, Elizabeth and Jim tell them that the last phone call we had a big fight, and we rushed off in our car, and you're just getting a phone call that that they passed away, that they couldn't save them. And so they have to identify the body and say goodbye. And it seems incredibly morbid just saying that. You know, I was telling a friend at a little party recently about this, and she's like, what? Why would you do that?
Right.
And, you know, obviously it wasn't our decisions that, you know, we didn't go into it saying, hey, can you guys create a morgue?
Let's create a morgue.
But it was incredibly powerful because, yes, you may have a conversation with your partner or your spouse about how horrible you would feel and how sad you would be if you lost them. That probably, it comes up for us, and I'm sure it does for everybody else.
Right.
But you don't ever put yourself into a situation where you have to, you literally see your partner on a metal slab and looking, appearing like they're dead. You know, so to immerse yourself in that situation really creates powerful emotions and makes you go there completely. And I think that we all walked away from it realizing how fragile life is and how we need to appreciate each other more, that we can't take each other for granted. So that was the most difficult, but also the most rewarding, I think.
Gretchen, was that the most difficult exercise for you as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, all of the exercises were very challenging and very hard, but I think on a level, taking it to the next level, truly the morgue situation was for sure hard. It really hit home, especially for Slade and I, because Slade's youngest son is a terminal brain cancer patient, and
right.
We have to deal with the realization that his son it might not be with us for, you know, as long as we would want him to be here because of his illness. And it is a very real, hard thing to deal with. And when I walked into that room, I got extremely emotional just knowing what I was about to put Slade through, of seeing his partner lying on a slab and, you know, have to experience the thought of losing me. That was really intense for me. And I was really concerned for Slade and the emotions that he was going to go through, because we have had to deal with that several times with his son where we were told that he wasn't going to wake up after a last surgery or whatnot. So, but at the same time, it was so good for us to deal with that together as a couple and to really have to go through those emotions. And it really helped Slade break down some walls and have to really dig deep about, wow, you know what, life really is so fragile, and you really have only a certain amount of time with everybody that you love in your life, and you need to make sure that you're expressing and saying what you want to say to those people, because you don't know the next time that you're going to see them. And it was very powerful, extremely powerful.
Well, ladies, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
This is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.